Well, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about an important effort going on this weekend that we need to pay close attention to on the 19th and 20th. With us this morning is Trooper Scott Miller. He's a public resource officer with the Iowa State Patrol District 3 office here in Southwest Iowa. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for your time. We're going to talk a little bit about this effort going on this weekend that's called Drive High, Get an OWI. We're cracking down on impaired driving this weekend.
Right, absolutely. It's a very important thing.
Why this weekend? Is there any significance?
Yes. 420 is the National Pot Smoking Day, so we want to kind of target, I think that's one of the reasons why they kind of want to target that today.
Is it significant that when we talk about OWI, a lot of folks think drunk driving, but it's much more than that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we always going to talk to you about, is that so much of our time is spent talking about OWI, which is operating while intoxicated, and everyone just assumes it's drunk driving. But drug driving is just as illegal, and you can still get a citation for OWI and lose your license for driving under the influence of drugs, just like under the influence of alcohol. So, yeah, just like we said earlier, if you're driving high or under the influence of drugs, you can get cited for that.
Now, when we talk about drugs, immediately what comes to mind for a lot of folks would be illegal drugs. But sometimes we have reasonable prescriptions that we're on. We probably shouldn't be operating a vehicle.
Right. And it says most of those prescriptions says, which we've all seen them, says right on the label, do not operate heavy machinery or drive a car while you're under the influence or while you're on this prescription. So, yeah, it says right on the label. It tells us not to do that because obviously drug driving can be very dangerous. If we have somebody that's out there that's under the influence of a drug, whether that be prescription or illegal, they could be driving very badly. They could have a crash. They could, they could be completely out of it while they're under this influence of this drug.
Oh, absolutely. And we're talking about something that's obviously very important. Do you keep statistics specifically on driving high as opposed to drunk driving?
Well, I don't have any statistics right now, but I would say because of these efforts that we're talking about, that we are just starting to shine or shed some light onto it. So I would say that, the drug driving as compared to the drunk driving, obviously there'd be a lot more drunk driving arrests per se. But I think that as we go through this, that we're finding out that there are a lot of people that are under the influence of drugs that are willing to take chances and trying to drive that way.
You bet. And, when we talk about being under the influence of different types of drugs, even perhaps prescription drugs, then you've got the other effects, too, of perhaps, enjoying a little bit of alcohol. And it doesn't take very much of a mixture to create a real problem.
Right, and some of those drugs are extremely dangerous and just make it even worse if you add alcohol to the mix, which once again it would say, on the label if that was a prescription drug. So that would be something that would be completely dangerous. So, I mean, there are a lot of issues, and I'm hoping that an enforcement project such as this one that we're talking about on this weekend does shed a little light, and people are, start making connections and realizing that driving under the influence of drugs can be just as dangerous and just as deadly as alcohol.
How will we notice that this weekend? Will we see more enforcement? Will we see more troopers out this weekend?
It sure is possible. I know we do have some more troopers out there on the roads this weekend because of the enforcement project. So it could very well be that you see a few more troopers out there enforcing the laws on the roadways this weekend.
Are you looking specifically for this? And if so, how will you notice? How will you know this, that you're finding people?
Right.
That are...
I don't think it's just specifically for this. I mean, obviously, it's one of the goals of this enforcement project. Our guys are going to be out there enforcing the laws like they always do when it comes to Friday night, after 10 o'clock at night, and the same thing for Saturday night, after 10 o'clock at night, then obviously the odds go up that somebody's either driving impaired under the drugs or driving impaired under alcohol. So our guys will be out there at those key times in the evening and trying to come across, you know, impaired drivers. But at the same time, they're not going to stop looking for other violations.
You bet. Right. So it's largely awareness more than anything else.
Absolutely. I think awareness and education is a huge part of this enforcement effort to let the public know that driving under the drugs is dangerous. It's illegal, and it's just as dangerous as driving under the influence of alcohol. Absolutely.
Sure. Now, you know, you and I are talking specifically about this district here for the State Patrol, but this is a broader effort, correct?
Right. It's taking place across the state this weekend.
Okay, so we should watch for that effort and just remind ourselves of the dangers involved in anything like that. Scott, I kind of want to ask you a little bit, too, since I've got you here, because I know you've been kept very busy, as have many folks in a lot of different areas, with regard to the road closures and all those issues that have happened here in the region with the flooding and all the things that have happened, the roads being wiped away in some cases. How's that process been going?
Yeah, it's obviously never as fast as you want it to go, especially if you're one of the people that are affected by the flooding. I know that they are getting, you know, trying as hard as they can and as fast as they can to get some of these roads back open, because I know it is difficult to get around. And I was just telling you before we came on the air that I am actually today at the town of Pacific Junction, and we are controlling entry and exit into that town because they actually have the inspectors are in town today inspecting the houses and trying to see which houses are safe and unsafe to go back into. So progress is being made. It's just very slowly.
Yeah, it's been tough to watch a lot of that. And we're very thankful, I guess, in our little corner of the world that we weren't affected anymore, and hope those folks can work their way out of all that trouble. We've heard stories, too, about people that have been ignoring barricades and things out there and then accidents that have caused injury and death. It's very important that people pay attention to that stuff.
Right. We haven't had too much problems with driving around barricades, and I know that fatality accident was unfortunate and very sad situation, but that wasn't a situation where somebody drove around the barricades that shouldn't have been down in that area. Both those vehicles were doing work in that area, so it's just an unfortunate situation.
But it is important to remind yourself to remember the reasons we put those out there. There are some areas where you're going to come upon roads that are pretty much washed away in some locations, especially after dark, so that people need to be aware and be mindful of those.
No, you're right. There are some areas, and I know people think, you know, sometimes see a barricade like, there's nothing wrong. There's still a road there. But in cases like this around here, and I'm telling you, because I've seen it firsthand, there are actual places past the barricade where there is no longer a road. I've come across motorists who, you know, are trying to, say, get to Kansas City, and obviously the interstate's closed, and a lot of roads around the area to get to the interstate are closed, and they're just completely lost at that point. Their GPS is no longer working for them, and then that's where I have to come in, these people that I've run across, and tell them, you know, give them directions of how to get back out of here. So it would be very easy to follow your GPS and take you right to a place where you don't know any of the roads or how to get back out of there again when you run into some of these barricades.
Well, we do have a very good website here in Iowa, that 511 IA website, that folks can find all the information they largely need to make sure they stay in the places that they should stay.
Yep, absolutely. It's a very good resource, and it would be a good idea to map out your directions before you take off, just in case you would use one of these roads that could be closed. You might have to find a new way to get to your destination.
You bet. Well, we appreciate all the work that you folks and all those other workers are doing to make sure that we stay safe and we get that back. I know it's going to take a long time, but we get it back to as close to normal as we can as soon as possible, too. And again, the 420 enforcement effort this weekend, again, it's just a way for us to remind ourselves that it's not just alcohol. It's also different types of drugs, including prescription drugs, that can impair our ability to safely take ourselves and our passengers on the road here this weekend. So watch for that. Make sure you use designated drivers. Stay sober. Find someone who can, use a ride-sharing service or something. But watch for that here this weekend. And we appreciate all that you guys do, Scott. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would just remind people, like you said, reiterate, stay sober, stay safe, and there are resources out there that if you find yourself in a situation where maybe you've had too much to drink or you don't feel safe driving, that you can reach out to some of these places and they'll give you a ride home. So there are some resources out there, but the main focus is stay safe and stay sober.
Very good advice. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate all the help.
Thank you, sir. We'll take care. Be safe.